So the learning today from Schus for Ilin Nishmas Adir as well as a Schus for all those in Makam Sakhan and Eretz Yisrael, including Israel Baruch Ben Penina and Daniel Shlomo Ben Ros Teko, who are both currently serving. So we continue now to talk about the idea of Achnasas Archim, and we're talking about now that Achnasas Archim is more than just physically giving a person some food to eat, something to drink, and a place to sleep. He says, "Ubaruach sefasov," with a person's lips, yasbienu b'dvarim toivim. A person should not just satisfy and take care of a person's physical needs, but he should also take care of his mental needs. He should speak with him nice words, the yafik l'rayiv, nafshoy. And basically, if the guy's soul is hungry, right, if the guy needs some encouragement, he needs some chizuk, then that is just as important. It's not just about physically what you provide him with, but it's also verbally, mentally, the assistance and the support that you provide him. In order that he can enjoy the food that you're giving him and the drinks that you're giving him. Because as we said, if you're going to give it to him, but he's going to feel like he's pressuring you, and he's going to feel like a burden, so he's not going to be able to properly enjoy himself, and he's going to walk out of that meal feeling less happy, right? He might be satisfied physically, but he's going to be less happy, as opposed to someone who, even if you give him a little less, but you give him chizuk and you show how much you appreciate having him there. So now he might physically have eaten less, but mentally he's in a much more positive he's at a better place. He says part of this is that even if for some other reason you're having a bad day or you're having a bad month and things are not going well, and it's very hard for you to be calm and to sort of give this person, you know, the attention, but you also your kasmi libo, you should remove this anger from your heart. The only thing he should see is a smile. Even if inside you feel terribly, you feel your stomach is churning and you're very upset about something, or someone wronged you, or maybe you're very anxious and very afraid and very upset and whatever, and you don't feel like I can properly connect with this person, you should remove that and smile at the guest. Because what's going to end up happening is, even if you convince and you tell the guest, it's not you, it's me, right? But what when we hear that, what does that mean? It means it's really you. So even if you're going to tell him it's not him, but he's going to feel bad. Again, even if you explain to him it's not you at work, this and this happened, but he's still going to feel bad because he's going to say, so you went through this at work and the last thing you need is me being a burden on you. So he's still going to feel bad that he's bothering you at this junction. He's going to be disturbed. The Gemara in Bava Basra, which we did, back on Daf Tes, the Gemara says about tzedakah. Remember when the Gemara was talking about tzedakah, the Gemara says that someone who gives tzedakah gets six brachas min hashamayim. But if someone appeases a ani, misparich b'achas esrei brachas, he gets 11, because it's greater to give him words of encouragement than to actually give him support. And you should never let the greatness of the mitzvah and the reward that comes with it leave your thoughts so that it doesn't become a burden. In other words, he's saying here that part of the way to do Achnasas Archim properly is to focus on the reward that you're going to get for it. Because in order to do the mitzvah properly, you have to be in a happy place. And if you can't be in a happy place without focusing on the reward that you're getting, then that is part and parcel of doing the mitzvah. It goes against logic, right? We normally say that really ideally you shouldn't be doing it in shalai lishma. But what he's saying here is, if you're feeling out of it and you're feeling like it's a burden and you're feeling like you don't really want to do it and you don't want to be here right now and you prefer that he get up and leave, focusing on the reward is going to help you now be able to just to host better and happier. Then Taki, you should focus on that. Man, when it comes time to leave, Hanik Yani Ken would say to Ladarek, give him food for the road, according with the provisions that Hashem gave you. You should also support the person when he's leaving. In this way, Hashem will bless your possessions. Because when you use the possessions that Hashem gave you to to do mitzvahs to benefit others. So Hashem is now going to say, okay, I can trust you with my things, and now I'm going to make you a shliach further in the future for additional things. And therefore, you now have the ability to, you'll be able to not just to have the ability not just to help this person out, but to help others out in the future. So basically, it's basically the idea of schar mitzvah mitzvah. That one of the rewards of doing a mitzvah is you get opportunities to do more mitzvahs. So if you do achnas arichin properly by using your possessions, Hashem will give you more possessions to be able to use more opportunities to do the chesed and achnas arichin in the future.